matter of fact, we want to work, when we learn the Gemara, Daf Yudalet, and then so we went over the Gemara, you know, Reye Kesem, and we went over the two and Shulchan Aruch briefly. But now we're going to again. For Yisho Shematilo Mayim B'Seifel, V'Nimtzo B'Dam, Kosav Rambam She'itiro B'Chol Inyen. Bein Yishevez, Bein Yimedez, Bein Yikalechez, O Yishisez. So the Dachmintes on the base the Mishneh. Hoisho, Shoisho, Oisho Tzorchel. So Oisho Tzorchel. Viroas Adam. Reb Meir Imer in Medes Meir. Vin Yishev Esteiro. Reb Yisimer bin Kach bin Kach Teiro. Ish vi Yisho Shos Tzorchel Nesich HaSeifel. Vinim Tzodam Ramayim Reb Yisim Mitaya. So Reb Yisim Mitaya here in the case where the Isha herself was Matalas Mayim. Certainly in the case where the Isha and the Isha. So, V'Rab Shimon Mitame, Shin Derech Ho'ish Le'itzidam El Shechez Kazdom Min Ha'ish. So the Gemara is the Kasha. Ma'ish Ne'imen Es Dam Rina Miraglayim Hoda Limokia. Va'izidam, Yishev Es Name Ne'imen Miraglayim Hoda Limokia Va'izidam, Omar Shmuel Bim Zanekis. So the Gemara directs its Kasha against Rab Meir. Reb Meir distinguishes between Emedes and Yishevez. If she found dam in the urine and it was done while she was Emedes, so she's Meyo, and if it was done while she's Yishevez, it's Teo. So the Gemara raises the question, why do we say Emedes? Is Meyo because we anticipate the possibility that the Miraglai was pushed to the Mokeh, and then it came out from the Mokeh, so the Mele, the dam came out with it. Because if the Miraglaim did not come from the Mokeh, so then, and the dam came together with the Miraglaim, so she couldn't be Asur. So that, then it would be a riot that it's a, there's something wrong with her bladder, with her kidney. I mean, and that's the reason as to why there is water, there is dam in the urine. But we anticipate the possibility that perhaps the Miraglayim went to the Mokeh and then it came out from the Mokeh together with dam from the Mokeh. So it is a needle. So why by Yishevez we can also anticipate the same possibility? So the Gemara Shmuel bim Zanekis. In other words, when does Rav Meir say that Yishevez, she is Teiro, that's only when she passes water in a gush, Mizanekes. Not she doesn't drip, but she passes water in a gush. Mizanekes. Nei nam, oh. Mizanekes mikalachas, lichim dechnofit mikulach, ki urche, in other words, when is it possible that the Miraglayim should come out from the Mokeh only when she is not relaxed? So if she's not relaxed, so then it's possible that it goes to the Mokeh. So then it came out together with dam. But if she's relaxed? Not. So the Gemara says that if she's Yishevez and she passes water in the gush, so that's a raya that she did it in a relaxed manner. So mainly if she was relaxed, so it's impossible that the Miraglayim should go to the Mokeh and come out from the Mokeh. V'in derech Mokeh alotze isi Miraglayim. Avol she says, but if it drips, either duk ma'anav she was seen, she strains herself, and she's not relaxed, v'ikalimei ma'ahodo is kilu imedes. So in other words, so according to Rashi's pshat, even so, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in Meles or Yishevis. The difference consists whether she's Mizanekis or she says this. In other words, when is it possible that the Miraglai was order the Moke if she says this? If she says this? If she says this? So then there is a possibility of order the Moke. But if she's Mizanekis, if she passes water in the Gosh, so then it's impossible that it should be Hodol Mokia. So in the Haname, if it had been possible by Medes that she should pass water in the Gosh, the same Alochi Rameya would say that she's stale. But according to Rashi, that's impossible. If the woman is Medes, so it's impossible she should be Mizanekis. But the important thing, Alpidin, is not Yishevis, the difference between Yishevis and Emeris. The difference between, according to Rashi, the important thing is the difference between Mizanekis and Shiseses. If she passes water in the Gosh, she's Mizanekis, then there is no Choshe, lest it's Miraglai Model and Mokia. So then we know that the Meraglaim did not come from the Mokia. If the Meraglaim did not come from the Mokia and the dam came with the Meraglaim, and of course the urine comes from another source than the menstrual blood, so and here it came together, so it's a raya that is damako. There is she has a certain disease in the kidney. And that's the reason as to why there is blood in the urine. But if she says yes, so then it means that she's not relaxed and that she acted with, she passed the water with a lot of difficulty. With difficulty, she was not at ease. So then there is a possibility that perhaps it's Odol Mokia. If it's Odol Mokia, so that means the dam also came out together with the Miraglaim from the Mokia. But, and if it had been possible by Emedes to be Mizanekis, so then the Reb Meir would say she's also Teo. But, according to Rashi, Emedes Yefshalo Lizanek. Emedes Yefshalo Lizanek. All right. So the Gemara Sikashe Mizanekis Name Dilmo Bosa Ditame Maya Osedam. So Rashi explains that the Kasha of the Gemara, the second Kasha of the Gemara, is directed not only against Reb Meir, it's directed against Reb Meir and Reb Yehesi. In other words, why does Reb Meir say that if she's Mizanekis, so then she's Teo? Because if she's Mizanekis, so then it couldn't be Hodol Mokia, and if it's not Hodol Mokia, and we see that the blood came out together with the Miraglaim, so then it means that the blood didn't come from the Mokia, it came from the kidney. So, but we should anticipate the possibility, even Mizanekis, that perhaps the blood didn't come out together with the urine. First, she passed water. And when she got through passing water, then she started to bleed from the mokia. But after all, no one was watching and observing that the blood came out together with the urine. She only saw the blood in the urine after that. So perhaps the blood started to drip out from the mokia after she got through passing water. And the same kasha is directed against Rabbi Yehesi. Why does Rabbi Yehesi? Rabbi Yehesi is not cheshish for Hodol Mokia. That's an unusual phenomenon, Hodol Mokia. Even if she was very strained and tense and was not relaxed, and so we still don't have to be cheshish, lest the Miraglaim was Hodol Mokia, according to Rabbi Yehesi. But true, according to Rabbi Yehesi, we don't have to be cheshish, lest the Miraglaim was Hodol Mokia. But maybe the dripping of the dam came after she got through passing water. So the kasha is directly against Reb Meir and against Reb Yezi. So the Gemara says, Omer Avape b'yisheves al svas ha-seif. Umzanekes b'seich ha-seif. V'nimtzodam b'seich ha-seif. In other words, where she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, and she was passing water in Igosh into the teich of the bowl. And the dam was also found not on the rim of the bowl, but into the teich of the bowl. So that's a raya that this dam came out together with the oil. So then we understand as to why it came out into the teich of the bowl. Because if it came out after she got through urinating, and since she was sitting, on the rim of the bowl, so if she started to drip dam from the mokir, the dam should appear on the rim of the bowl, not in the tail of the bowl. So in other words, this is Rashi's pshat. And according to Rashi's Pshat, there is a very big chumra according to Rashi's Pshat. Because then it seems, according to Rashi's Pshat, that only in one situation does Rabbi Yezi say that she is tehor, even though there is dam in the urine. That's the situation where she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, and then she was mizanekes into the teich of the bowl, and the blood was also found in the teich of the bowl. But suppose she was standing, then we cannot determine she was standing, or suppose she was sitting. She placed herself on the bowl in such a way, on the stool, on the bowl, in such a way that she was sitting on the teich too, you see. In other words, that the vaginal canal was connected to the teich of the bowl, not on the rim, was not in contact with the rim of the bowl. So then we have no raya. So in such a case, even according to Rabbi Yezi, it would be tmeir. So Rashi Shite, there is, according to Rashi's Pshat, there is a very big chumra. There is a very big chumra. Now let's see how the state says. And then Rashi says also that actually there is no difference between, according to Rabbi Meir, a medicine and shevis. The difference, according to Rabbi Meir, is only between mizanekes and shiseses. But the mitzia sees that by medes it's impossible she should be mizanekes. So it's always shiseses. But the difference is a quote between mizanekes and shiseses. Teisves explains it differently. And Teisves shite is that it's possible to be mizanekes even if she's in medes. So it's also possible to be mizanekes. But according to Reb Meir, so she's only teiro if there are two prerequisites with divuse. In other words, when is it possible that hadre miraglaim limokeya, only when the woman, while she passes water, is not relaxed, if she's under strain. So there are two kinds of strain. If she's in medes, so then she's under strain. If she passes water while she stands, so then she's obvious, she's necessarily under strain. She's not at ease. So Mele, according to Reb Meir, as long as there is any element of strain, so there is a possibility of hodro miraglaim lemokim. So there are two situations of strain for the woman. One is if she passes water while she stands, even if she passes water while she stands in the gush, what does it show if she passes water in the gush? That shows that she was able to widen the opening, because if she hadn't been able to widen the opening, so then she wouldn't be able to pass water in the form of mizanekes. So if she passes water in a gush, but she stands, there is still an element of strain. Even though she was able, the fact that she passes water in a gush shows niftarachmo, that she widened the opening. But she's under strain on account of the fact that she does it standing. There is another situation of strain. If she sits, but she passes water dripping, not in the gush. Was that show? That shows that even though she was sitting, she did not manage to widen the opening. And that's the reason as to why she cannot urinate in the gush. So as long as there is an element of strain while she passes water, we have to anticipate that perhaps because of the strain, it's hot or me'aglaim. So when does Rabbi Meir say that she stay or there is no element of strain? In other words, if she sits down, so she feels relaxed, and she passes water in the gush, so that's a raya that when she sat down, it was niftach achmo. She widened the opening from which the urine is to come out. So Mimele, she is at perfect ease. In the case where she's at perfect ease when she passes water, then even Reb Meir is not cheshesh. Even Reb Meir is not cheshesh. Even Reb Meir is not cheshesh for hodah miraglaim lemokim. This is what it is. Let's see the thesis. Hoyin shomayshin meres domar hodah miraglaim lemokim. I said, "Am pir shrashim rishpir kendilil de'ay de'idochik lo almed." Because part of Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is here, and part of Rashi's pshat in this Gemara, in this Mishneh, is Daf Yudalet, where the Gemara equates it with the machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Chiye. In other words, bot kobeich and bodik v'nichosi v'kupse u'mocha motzal adam. So Rebbe says miyom shemnide, and Reb Chiye says miyom shemikesem. So the Gemara says that Rebbe Kereb Meir, Reb Zeira says Rebbe Kereb Meir, and Rebbe Yisi Ki Atzmei. So there Rashi, so he says, Pir Sharashi Vishpir Kedilil, it's not here, but Daf Yudalet, on the base. The Aida the Dochik Lo Alme, the Miumet, so she's under strain, Hishdino, Vil Yochlo La'atzeya, Hodo Miraglaim Limokir, Vaise Dam, so Yeshevis Name Leime, Hoda Meraglaim Limokir, the Salted Aita Hashte, which she says, the Hash Name Dochel Gaume, Shalom Zanekis, Mikalachas, give no Fiku, Helidochle, Hoda Meraglaim Limokir, the Inderek Lamoka Lots of Meraglaim. Avo, she says, it's either the book of Nafshe, it will mean a Hoda, Kilim Menes, Avo, Menes Yevshol Lizanik. So according to Rashi, the difference is between Zanekis and she says. But there is no difference between the Menes and Yeshevis per se. But the Mitzias is that by Medes, Yevjol is Anik. All right. Uporich Mizanekes Name Neidel Hodel in Mokia. Miu Man Leimolon, the Bahadim Raglai Mose, the name of Adela Mokia Udose, Kim Dose Badim Raglai, El Mikim Raglai Bo, Maki Yeshbo, Dilmo. Why do we say that? Dilmo Bosan Tame Mayose, Dami Mokia Lum Raglai. So according to Rashi, the Kashi is directed against Reb Meir and Reb Yisi. How do we know that the dam came together with the Miraglai? Maybe first she passed the water. When she got through passing water, then she started to drip menstrual dam from the Mokim. At Kalvosh Rashi, the Kosh Al-Bashi Pirish, the Medes Yefshul Izanik, אם גינה מיינוקת כלל ממנס, לא יליסנה לי שבס, וליפליק, בי מזרקס לי שססס, ויש לי אשת מי עזק קונטרס. דינוקת עם מנס, שתפסיקה לי דלילה משססס, אין נעם משרבי איזה נוקת לא, דאפילו בי מנס, שירח מניפתל מתי. ועד יש לי מה, דימד שעפי רב שלו לזנק, ומק שאו יוסובו, דימס ניסנאירה, בכל עניין. בכל עניין, בין בסיסה, בין בזינו, ולא חפוריך, מי שני מרס דתמיו, משום חודר יסה, דין רחמו נפתח, אף על גב דים זנקס, ישב אסנאמה, דין תמיו, היכד יש איססס, ומשנה, דיקול העירה, דווקא בים זנקס. והודו לי מפליק בין שב אסגופה ולאיסנה דתמיו בשיססס, ודבוי להשמיע נמרס תמיו, אף לא מזנקס. Anyway, this is Tesis Pshat, and this is the Rosh Pshat also. But the Rosh adds one thing that Tesis doesn't say. But it, that, but Tesis will accord with the Rosh Ite. In the Rosh Ite. The Rosh says that even Rabbi Yisi will agree that in certain situations she is Tmeya. But whereas according to Reb Meir, so she is only Tmeya, she is only Tehera, if there are two factors litivusi, number one, Yesheves, number two, Mizanekes. But suppose she is Imedes, even though she is Mizanekes, so she is Tmeya. Suppose she says, even though she is Yesheves, she is Tmeya. That's Reb Meir. Reb Yisi Shita is that as long as there is one prerequisite litivuse, so she's Tmeya. She's Tmeya. But suppose that both we have two prerequisites. Leiriuse, in other words, she is Imedes. She is Imedes, and she is Shiseses, then she is under great strain. Because you see, if she is Yesheves and Shiseses, then there is an element of strain. If she is Imedes and Mizanekes, then there is an element of strain. But if she is both Imedes and Shiseses, that means that she did not widen her opening from which the urine is to come out. No, is she relaxed because she stands, so she's under great strain, then even Rabbi Yisi is chayshish, less it's hodom me hodom me raglaim lomo. That's the Roshi. Now, and that is in no probability also Teisves Shita, even though Teisves doesn't spell it out, the Roshi is the one who spells it out. Teisves doesn't spell it out. Now, as far as the Gemara's Kashi is concerned, so according to Rashi, the Gemara's Kashi is, Mizanekes Name Dilma Bosa Nitame Mayo Sedam. So it's directed against Rabbi Yisi too. Rabbi Yisi is not Cheshish, for Hotam Miraglaim Lemokia. But he should be Cheshish, maybe the Dam didn't come out simultaneously with the Miraglaim. First she passed water, and when she got through passing water, she started to drip menstrual dam from the Mokea. So the Gemara says that when is Reb Yisi Mitayer, and when is Reb Meir Mitayer by Yesheves and Mizanekes, only if in addition there was Yesheves al Svasa Seifel, Mizanekes Viseicha Seifel. But if it's not Yesheves al Svasa Seifel, Zekem Seicha Seifel, then Enoch Name, Bein Reb Meir, Bein Reb Yisi, after Becheishesh, maybe she started to drip the dam after she got through passing water. This is how Rashi explained it. Teisves and the Rosh, they say that the Kashi of the Gemara is only directed against Reb Meir, against Reb Yisi, it's not directed, because according to Reb Yisi, there is no kasha. Why should we be cheshish for such a thing? I mean, this is so unusual, I mean, that we do not have to be cheshish. In other words, that if we find down in the stool, in the bowl, in the miraglai, in the bowl, in the stool. So then it's a raya that the dam came together with the miraglai. Because if it did not come together with the miraglai, so then she would have had the charge before she passed the water. Just she found it, and she didn't have any agoshi either. At Chol HaPoches, if after she got through passing water, she would have a agoshi. So then we could be cheshish. But just like this, I mean to be cheshish for such a remote thing, I mean, that's highly unusual. So in other words, so the kasha, but according to Tesis and the Rosh, the kasha of the Gemara is, the kasha of the Gemara is directed against Reb Meir. Reb Meir, according to the Gemara just finished saying, Reb Shmuel, just finished saying that when is Reb Meir mitai only if she is Yesheves and Nizalekes? But suppose she is Yesheves and she says this, then Reb Meir says she is Meir. So the kasha is, even if she is Yesheves Mizanekes, so well, how does she know that she's Mizanekes? She felt that as she passed water, so she was passing water in the gush. But perhaps the bulk of the urination took place in the form of zinu. But when she about to get through passing water, then she started to be Yesheves. So at that moment, at the end of the urination process, maybe it was Hoda Miraglaim the Mokeya, and it came out from the Mokeya. In other words, so the Kasha is only directed against Reb Meir, not against Reb Yezi. This is how the Rosh explains it. So Maravabe, Yesheves al Tzvasa Seifel, Mzaleket B'Sicha Seifel, V'nim Tzodam B'Sicha Seifel. So Yidim, he said, the boss of the Tamo Maye, after the bulk of the urination was at an end, but she was still passing a little bit of urine. So if at that time she started to be Yesheves, so how come that all the urine is in the teich of the bowl, but, and the dam is at the rim of the bowl? Monefshech, if it came out, if it, after the bulk of the urination was at an end, and she started to urinate in the form of dripping, and together with this, there was blood. The blood. So then we should find the blood. So in such a case, so the imise the boss of the tamer mayo say al svasa seifeli boil lash the koko. How is it that we found everything in the teich of the bowl? So tzeraye, that she didn't become Yesheves at the end of the urination. So in other words, but in any other situation, so even by Yesheves, according to Reb Meir, even by Yesheves and Mizanekes, she still would beat Meir, because according to Reb Meir, would have to anticipate this possibility. Maybe she became Yesheves at the end of the passing of water. So in other words, so that means, according to Tesis, the Rosh, all the other Rishayim, except Rashi. So according to Reb Yezi, if we pass like Reb Yezi, so then she's always there. According to Rashi, even though we pass like Reb Yezi, she's male, unless she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, and the dam was found in the teich of the bowl. Right. Now then, because of the Gemara, Daf Yudalet, so the Gemara says Daf Yudalet of the Dalet, Itma bot kobeit sheni bodeglov in the chosse bikufse umocha botzo ledam om Rav Yezi kol yomov shol rabchiyah timei ulezi knosi tiyeya. So the Gemara says Iboya lo heche koma kol yomov timei bishenido izi knosi tiyeya bishenido vitim bishim kesem o yomov kol yomov timei bishim kesem izi knosi tiyeya bishenklum Toshma Itanya bot kobeit sheni bodeglov in the chosse bikufse umocha botzo ledam Rebbe imatmeyo bishenido rabchiyah imatmeyo bishim kesem Omer le rabchiyah atemele shetzricha kikris ve'eid Omer le yavol Emes, Omalei, Imkei, Nafatos, Isikese, Der Rebbe ist aber, wie noch gewiss Weidler von dem Damachelis. Wir kriegen die Lofung Damachelis, warte mich auf was. Mai labe sich Knusik, wo ich habe ja auch du sie, Timim Schimnido, Schmammen. Alright. Denn die Gemorre says, Mai Rebbe und Mai Rebbe Jesi. So haben wir warte beim Asne, Tone, Rebbe mit Tame, für Rebbe Jesi mit Tare. In regard to the case of both Kovic and Bodegov, in Chosebi Kufse, and Mocha, what's all down, So there is a price that says, in so many words, that Rebbe is mitame and Rebbe Yisi is mitai. In other words, so it appears that there are three mandamas. Because before we had a machloket between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiye. Rebbe says she is in Ido Midraisi. Bot kabin she bot ekwo. Vin nichose mi kufso moch masadam. And Rebbe Chiye says, mi yom shim kesel mit rabono. Now, Rebbe Yisi says toiro. Rebbe Yisi says toiro. And then, the Gemara says, Rebbe mitam Rebbe Yisi mitaya. Voma Rebbe Zirik, shetim Rebbe ke Rebbe Meyer, shetim Rebbe Yisi latz mitia. Titanyo isho sho isho tzorcheo, viroos adam. Rebbe imer Rebbe Yisi, im imed est meyo, im yishem est teiro, Rebbe Yisi imer vikach vikach teiro. So, Oma le Rabache, brid Rob Rabache, Voma Rebbe Yisi, Rebbe Chanine, ke shetim Rebbe Meyer, leitim Meyer, om shim kesel, vilu Rebbe mishim nide koma, Oma le anan horek amrinon, ki itmarahim shmide itmar. So, Nakashi explains it, that Kit Marahi, where Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, and he says, Kishetim Reb Meir, so we should be Eres, not Kishetim Reb Meir Litim Mishim Kesem, but Kishetim Reb Meir Litim Meir Mishim Nido. Anyway, so it appears from this Gemore that there are three mandomas. Rebbe says she's in Nido Midraise, Reb Chiye says she's Mio Mishim Kesem, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yisrael says she's there on the Gamre. See, it's there only. So because of that, they are certain Rishenim, the Balamoyer, and the Ramban, except the Ramban says, he says it only La'aloch Eloi Lemaise, because of the other Rishenim Achilik, but there's the sheet of the Balamoyer, that in the case of Botko Beich and Bodeklo, V'inechose B'kufse, U'mocha Robotzol of Dam, so she's there only Gamre. Not Meyom Shem Kesem. Certainly not Meyom Shem Nido, but not even like Rabbi Chiya who says Meyom Shem Kesem. Then this is the sheet of the Balamoya. The sheet of the Ravid is he paskins like Rabbi Chiya that Meyom Shem Kesem. Why? Because the Gemara equates the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya with the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. Now, so the question arises, Monefshech, if there is an equation between the case of Bot Kobeich and Bot Ekov Nechose Bikufse, Umochomot Zadam, and the case of Hoyisho Shoyisho Tzorcheo, Uviroa Zadam, so Mimele, we should say that here too, since we pass from there like Rabbi Yisi, that she is the only Gamma. So, here too we should pasken when she's there on Gamre. So that's the raya of the Balamoye and the Tina Haname. We pasken like Rabbi Yisi in the case of Aisha Shoisha Tzorcheo, that she's there on Gamre, and Bein Medes, Bein Yishemes, in all situations. And we pasken like Rabbi Yisi in this case, in the case of Vodka Beich and Bonoklov, and Chosim Bikufzul Mochamot Adam, that she's there on Gamre. This is the Balamoye status. The Rach says that because of this Gemore, so it's a raya that Rabbi Yisi, when he says in the Mishneh of Oisha Shoisha Tzorcheo, that Beni Meres Ben Yisheve, she is Teiro, it means she is Teiro Mishum Nide, but Mishum Kesem with the Rabbonon, she is Meyo. Rabbi Yisi is also Meyo. So the Meyo, according to the Rach, so when Rabbi Yisi says by Oisha Shoisha Tzorcheo that she is Meyo, that she's Teiro, Ben Yimedes, Ben Yisheves, Ben Zarekes, Ben Shiseses, so it's only Midraise she's Teiro. According to Rabbi Meir, she's Meir Midraise. But Midrabonon, she's Meir, according to the Rach. That's the Rach Shite. The Rai Vechite is in Bala Nefesh. So the Rai Vechite is that in the case of הוישו שוישו צוחהו, סו בין מדס, בין ישבס, בין מזנקס, בין שססס, שיסתיר לגמרי, נתיב ומדרבונון, but in the case of Botkovich and Bodiklov, in the Chosi Bikupse, ulmocharot olivdam, so shiisne yom shinkesem. The question is, how can he pass me yom shinkesem, but the Gemara equates the case of Botkovich and Bodiklov with the case of so we have to say according to Raivet himself doesn't spell it out, but we have to say that when the Gemara equates, when the Gemara says kishetime rebe kered meya or shetia rebeisi la'atzmiti meya, so that only means that on a Raisa level there is an equation, and on the Raisa level there is no difference between the case of Oisho, Shoisho Tzochel, Motzadam, and the case of Botkovich and Botikov in the Chosebi Kufzel, Mochamotzadam. But on the Rabbonu level, there is a difference. So, Mimele, on the Rabbonu level, so in the case of Botkovich and Botikov, so with Rabbonu and Shistveyo, because there was a Dikebeid, even though it's an H in the Botikov. Masheink in the case of Oisho Tzochel, when she found the dam in the Miraglayim, so then even Mirabon and Atmach. The question is, how about the Rambam? The Rambam passes God in the case of Aisha Shoisha Sachel, what's on the dam, that she's there the Gamre, even Mirabon and she's there, Ben Yimedes, Ben Yishebes, Ben Shiseses, Ben Zanekes, in all situations, it doesn't make any difference. Yishebes has Vasa Seifu, what's on the dam, Yisech HaSeifu, or Yishebes also, Yisech HaSeifu. In all situations, so he passes like Rabbi Yossi, and he doesn't agree with the Rach. Usually the Rambam follows the sheet of the Rach, but here he doesn't follow the sheet of the Rach. So even with Rabbonon she is there. And here, had the Rambam passed like Rabbi Chiya, all right, so he could explain it, that when the Gemara equates one with the other, it's on the Raisa level. But on the Rabbonon level, there is no equation. But the Rambam happens to pass in the case of Isha, Agbotko, Beich, and Bodiklov, and Chosebi Kufzel, Mochav Zadam, that is Meyo Mishim Nila the Raisa. So the Magid Mishneh says that the Rambam, when Reb Zeire said, Kishetime Rebbe Kereb Meya, or Shetia Reb Yisi Le'atzmi Tiyah, so it's Reb Zeire didn't mean that there is a logical necessity. Since Rebbe says, in the case of Botkovich and Bodiklov, and Chosebi Kufzel, Mochamos Adam, that she is in Nido, so we can logically deduce that Rebbe agrees with Reb Meir. No, there is no logical necessity in deducing Rebbe's proposition in the case of Botkovich and Bodiklov that he agrees with Reb Meir in the case of Oisho Shoisho Tzochel. Because one does not necessarily follow from the other. Because in the case, because one could agree with Rabbi Yossi in regard to the case of Oisho Tzochel and say that she is Teroli Gamre, and still say in the case of Botkovich and Bodiklov that she is in the rising. And the reason is because in the case of Botkovich and Bodiklov, so there was a bdike. The bdike, some mele, we cannot be tele. We cannot say that this kesem was there all the time, because even H in the Bodiklov doesn't mean stami reg from the ashpo. The question is, what is H in the Bodiklov? So there's a machleket between the Rashi and the Ramban, but whatever H in the Bodiklov means, even if we say like the Rashi, but it still means an Ibeinani. It doesn't mean H in the Bodiklov that he took out the reg, you know, from the unclean things. So since it's an Ibeinani, so mainly we cannot be tailored. We cannot say that perhaps this kesem was there before, because after all, it's an Ibeinani. It's not in the Boduklau. So Mimele, she's neither Midraise. Masha'inkin over there, since she saw dam in the Miraglayim. So, say, and the Miraglayim comes from another source. It doesn't come from the Mokeya. So, Mele, the presumption is that the dam is a result of a certain kidney disease, a kidney condition. I mean, but why does Reb Zeira say, because Reb Zeira knew that Rebbe happened to agree with Reb Meir in the case of Yishe Shoyi Zohar. So since Rebbe knew that Reb Zeira knew that Rebbe happened to agree with Reb Meir, so naturally, the reason is why Rebbe said like that in the case of both commission and Bodhi law is because even in the case of Yishe Zohar, he said that. He said like Reb Meir. But one could agree with Reb Yisi in the case of Yishe Shoyi Zohar, and still like Rebbe in the case of Bot Kovich and Bot. Then we said, when we learned the Gemara at Af Yudalet, so I think I mentioned that now here, the Gemara is the Kashi. V'omar Rebbe Yisi v'Reb Chanine g'shetim Reb Meir l'itim Meir l'mishum kesem v'ilu Rebbe mishum yidei komar omalei anan horek amrinon ki itmarahim mishum yidei itmar. So Rashi explains ki itmarahim mishum yidei itmar. In other words, we have to change the gilse in the memory of Rabbi Yisi v'Reb Chanine. We shouldn't be geiris k'shetim Reb Meir l'itim Meir l'mishum kesem, but we should be geiris k'shetim Reb Meir l'itim elo mishum yidei. This is Rashi. So I said, we have to say that the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara. And then I mentioned the Gemara in Orei Kesem. So the Gemara is the Kashi Daf Nuzayin on the base. Omar Shmuel botko kakeilom v'yoshvo leo u'motzo damo leo teiro shenema b'psoro achetargish b'psoro. So the Gemara is the Kashi Toshma Hoyisho Shoyisho Tzocheo V'Ros Adam Reb Meir Imer Imeres Meir Yishemes Teiro Heichedome Yidahagishe Yishemes Amai Teiro El Lav Lo Yahagishe V'Kotenu Imeres Meir. So the Gemara gives the Teres Leilom Dehagishe V'im Ragoshas Miraglayim Ha'agoshas Miraglayim Ha'avoy. So Mimele, now the Loshon Rambam is the Loshna Rambam is in the Saloche. Perkei Milchus Yisroel B'i Aloch Yisrael. Perkei Milchus Yisroel B'i Aloch Yisrael. Ho Yisho Sheishtino Mayim V'yotza Dami Miraglayim. Kim Sheishtino V'hi Medes. Bein sheishtino ve'bein, I'm sorry, not given. Bein sheishtino ve'imedes, bein sheishtino ve'yishebes arizu teo. Va'afilu hirgish gufo v'nizdazo eine chesheshes, sha'agoshas miraglayim izu, shein miraglayim min acheder, v'dam ze makohu b'chalcheles v'chuli. Chalcheles, that's the bladder, b'chuli is the kidney. So he paskins like Rabbi Yisi. So he paskins like Rabbi Yisi. So the Rambam says, "Vafilu hirgish gufo v'nizdazo," because the Gemara is the kasha monefshech. If there is no hagoshe, how can there be? How can Reb Meir say she's meyo? How can Reb Meir say she's meyo? So the Gemara says, "No, there is hagoshe." So why does Rabbi Yisi say teiro? Because we say hagoshes miraglai. In other words, so because if the woman is afflicted with the kidney condition, so she's also, she has the same sensation when she passes water. When she passes water. So Mimele, it's not the Hagoshe of Riyas Dam, it's the Hagoshe of the Miraglayim because of that condition in the kidney that the woman has. All right, now, so the Hashulchan wants to say that when does the Gemara says, the Gemara applies this Mishnah for Yishe Shoyi Zohar to the case where she had Agoshi. But why does Rabbi Yisi say she's there? Because we say Agoshi is Miraglai. So the Hashulchan wants to say this is only before the Gemara came to the conclusion that Shmuel is made there, that with Rabbonon she is a nido even without Akoshi. But after the Gemara came to the conclusion that with Rabbonon she can be a nido even without Akoshi, so then we don't have to apply the Mishneh to the case where she had Akoshi. But we see it's not like that. The Rambam paskens that with Rabbonon she can, the whole din of Ksomim is based upon that, that with Rabbonon she can become a nido even without Akoshi. And still he mentions the Mishneh. So we see, not like the Orach HaShulchan. So we said at that time, we said that Enoch and Ami, according to Maskoni of the Gemara, so the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi, the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi has reference to both situations. Reb Meir says, Tmeyo, even without Akoshi. But without Akoshi, why should she be Tmeyo? Because with Rabbonon she could be Tmeyo even without Akoshi. And Reb Yisi says, Tmeyo even with Akoshi. So in other words, Reb Meir and Reb Yisi are chilek in both situations. According to Reb Meir, she is always Tmeyo even without Akoshi. According to Reb Yisi, she is always Tmeyo even with Akoshi. But according to Reb Meir, so he says Tmeyo even without Akoshi, but there is a big difference between with Akoshi and without Akoshi. With Akoshi, according to Reb Meir, so she is Tmeyo midrais. Without Akoshi, Reb Meir also says Tmeyo, but she is only is also Tmeyo, but then she is Tmeyo only midrabon. So we said that apparently Rashi, the Rambam, explained the Gemara differently than Rashi. Then Rashi says, "Omar li anan hoche kamlo ki itma hayim mishum nidi itma that we have to change the girsa in the member of Reb Chanine and we have to be geres ki shetim Reb Meir lo itim elo lo itim mishum kesem elo mishum nidi no, the Rambam will be geres like this, as the Magen Mishnah says that when Reb Zeir says ki shetim Reb Meir ki Reb Meir. So, because Reb Zeir knew that Rebbe agrees with Reb Meir, but not that the halacha of Rebbe in the case of Botkovich and Bodikov and Chosavi Kufsel Mochamot Zedam depends upon the point of view that we take in regard to the case of Isa Sacher. One has nothing to do with the other, but that's the MS. Rebbe happened to agree with Reb Meir. So Meila seems, even in the case of Eisen Zohar, so he says she's a nido midraise. So in this case certainly, but even if we say like Reb Yisi in the case of Eisen Zohar, but in this case, we can still say that she's a nido midraise. So Meila, when Reb Meir says that she's a nido midraise, according to the Rambam, or Rebbe agrees with Reb Meir that she's in Edom Midraise, so it's only if there was Akoshi. If there was Akoshi at the time she urinated. But if she didn't have Akoshi, then Reb Meir would say she's in Edom Midraise. Then Reb Meir would say she's Tmeyo Midrabon. And according to Reb Yisi, even if she had Akoshi, she's no Nidom. She's Tmeyo Midrabon. So when the Gemara says, Omer le'anan hoche kamrin, in other words, when the price says ki itmarahi, that price it says tone, Rebbe mitame, v'Reb Yisi mitayer, and then Rebbe is Reb Meir. So ki itmarahi, this price that says tone, Rebbe mitame, v'Reb Yisi mitayer, that Rebbe is mitame, it means mishnido. And Reb Yisi and Reb Chanina is reference to the case where the passing of water was not coupled with Agosh. Was not coupled with Agosh. All right. I discussed all that at that time, but I'm repeating that because it's very important to know all the shittes of Hashem. Now let's see in the Torah. Hoyisho shematilo ma'im b'seifel v'nitzo b'dam because of Rambam shintei ro b'chol inyeh ben yishebes, ben yimedes, ben mitaleches, v'shiseses v'adei yob yoroz al kosav v'yishebes tei ro b'chol inyeh v'chi v'shamo kim rochov v'yhodea meragliim v'moke v'yhobi mishum dam אבל בימדס, שעמוק עם צהרו, אם זה נקס בשיחה סייפר, שהמים יצא מגלוח, תהירו, אבל אם שיססס על צבאס הסייפר, מיה. In other words, that's the sheet of the Rosh, and that's probably the sheet of Teisves too. Because, according to the way, because the Teisves and the Rosh explain the Gemara the same way. You see, Rashi explains the Gemara differently. So the male Teisves will probably agree with the Rosh, but the Rosh spells it out. So according to the Rosh, Remeyer says Meyo, in any case where there is one prerequisite Liriusi, and even if there is one fact Litivuse, she's still Tmei. And according to Rabbi Yisi, only if there are both prerequisites Liriusi, if there is real strength, in other words, she's Imedes and she says, then she's male. But if there is one factory to Vuse, she's Yisheves, so she's relaxed. Even though she says, so that means Loi Niftach Rachamo, that as she passed water, she didn't widen the opening. So still, so in such a case, if there is one factory to Vuse, according to Rabbi Yisi, we don't have to be Cheshish for the Miragwai Nemot. All right. So that's, in other words, so according to the Rambam, since we passed like Rabbi Yisi, so she's always Teiro, under all circumstances, don't make a difference. She says, Mizanekes, Yisheves, Imenes. According, and that is, it's not only Shittes Rambam, that's the Shite of the Rambam, of the Rashbo, according to Teisves, and Rosh, So even though we pass like Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Yisi is made that if there are two facts Liriusi, she is both in Medes and she says, so she is under unusual strain, she is not relaxed, and at the same time she didn't widen the opening. So then even Rabbi Yisi is chishish for the possibility of Hodom Raglaim Lumoker Vasidam. All right, and then, all right. It's then the Machadatur says, "Vish vish, oshitiu shnei yamayim b'seifel, v'nis v'dam tira b'chalim." Now the Torah does not mention the sheet of the Rach. The sheet of the Rach is we pass like Rabbi Yisi, and the commentary of Rabbi Yisi says, "Teiro," as the Rambam says, explains Rabbi Yisi in all situations, bein medes, bein shemes, bein zaletes, bein shiseses, but. Whereas the Rambam says, when Rabbi Yisi says, Teiro, it means Teiro Midamre, according to Rach, Teiro means Teiro Mishemido, but Meo Mishemkeset, with Rabbonon, she is Meo. So with Rabbonon, she is Meo, in the same situation that Rabbi Yisi would say that she is Meo. Of course, I mean, if it's not coupled with Agoshe, so then Rabbi Meo wouldn't say Meo. Midraise, he wouldn't say Meo Midraise. But when she is coupled with Agoshe, so the machlikes between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi is that whereas according to Rav Meir, it's midraise if it's coupled with Agoshe, according to Rav Yisi, it's only midrabon. But in the case where it's not coupled with Agoshe, so according to Rach, there is no machlikes between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi. Because even according to Rav Meir, she's not Meir Midraise, and Midrabonon, so even according to Rav Yisi. So the Torah doesn't even mention the Rach Shite. Then the biggest Chumre is Rashi Shite. The Torah doesn't mention Rashi Shite. Because according to Rashi Shite, even according to Rav Yisi, except in the situation where she was sitting, where she had contact with the rim of the bone, and then the dam was found in the tail of the bone. Except in that situation, any other situation, we have to be chishish. Maybe she started to drip menstrual dam after she got through passing water. So the Torah doesn't mention the genie. All right. Now, let's see Shalom. Hoyisho shishtino ma'ayim v'yotza dam imirag leo ben shishtino v'imedez ben shishtino v'yishevez הרי זו תאירו, ואפילו ירגיש הגוף ונזדז ונחששת שהגוש עצמי רגלו איזו שאם רגלו מן החדר ודם זה דם אקו וחלחל איזה וכולי ידרוש לרמבה וכולי But then the Rambam mentions all kinds of things וכום ויש שאמרים די להתירו אלא בישבס וישתינו אבל בימדס אם יקלחס לשיחה סייפה ונמצא שם דם תאירו Zwischendam Teo, des de Shite of the Rosh. Aber im Schäzesin, als was a Sefer, im Zwischendam Teo, der Heul war Mokir Zach, es war Mokir Bim Dam. In other words, Rebesi also agrees that we have to be Cheshesh for the possibility of Hotre, was in Raglaim, we Mokir Weiss Dam. But according to Reb Meir, so we have to be Cheshesh in any case where there is one factor on the Reuse, where even though the other factor is Litevusi, according to Rabbi Yisi, we only have to be Cheshish for that possibility, when both factors are Reuse. In other words, Emedes, so she's not relaxed, and she says, so she did not widen her opening. All right. Hatum Shemosh. V'yei shem rindafilo v'yishev esilati. But even according to the Rosh, suppose she is Yesheves and she is Mikalachas, then she is Muteres. But according to Rashi, even if she is Yesheves and Mikalachas, she is also Asur because of the possibility maybe the dam started to come after she got through passing water, unless she was sitting on the rim and the dam was found in the tail. That's the other sheet. ויהי שם להפיל ישבס, אם לא תראה לו במקלחס, ונמצא אדם תיכה סייפר, אבל על ספס הסייפר, דמיו, ובמדס בכל עניין דמיו. Now it doesn't mention Rashi, it mentions Mordechai, שערי דורי, וכי משהו שמסרן, but all these רישיינים, they base it upon Rashi's sheet. Only if we explain the Gemara the way Rashi does, so we can say like it. Alright, ואוכן נוי, So in other words, the Rambam says that the minhag is lahachma, like Rashi Shiva. Vidavke kishemotso, kishenimtza adam b'sefer, shehi mishatane shom, v'chud, diyudu ashirumeno, avu nimtza b'sefer, shehi shvi shomatilim shom, mayim istero b'chol inyin. That's the last sefer of the Mishnah. All right, so over there is certainly so b'chol inyin. V'chol ze... Because in this case, in the second case, the same with the Mishnah, there is this vexing. First of all, maybe the dam is from the husband. And secondly, assuming that it's from the woman, maybe she has a dam in the, maybe she has a mako in the kid. All right. In Achil Shekirin, Harin Wind, Nira the Ishla Hatel Bechol Indian, the Ikiyatai Mechirche, Ishla Mako, Hamachi Veso, Beatolas Miragleo, Umimenu Adam Yetze, Vafilu Imotsodama, Hatos Miraglaim, Kifanachasats Motero, the Achad Mageshes gave in Vetsodam, Rakahatos Raglaim, Validamako, Sramo says, when do we say that according to we achishish for Shitas Rashi. So, except in the situation where she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, and the dam was found in the teich of the bowl. In any other situation, so she's Tmeo, because we anticipate the possibility. Maybe the dam did not come together with the Meraglaim, but after she got through urinating, so then she started to drip dam from the Mokeh, that is, if it happened just once. So then we have to be cheshish. But if it happens all the time, that when she urinates, then she finds dam every time she urinates. Not it happened once. And in addition, when she urinates, she has pain. So this is symptomatic of a kidney condition. Otherwise, why should she have pain when she urinates? When she urinates, so then she's muteres in all situations, even if she was sitting on the teich, and even if she was a medes, because then it's a raya that she has a make. Then she has a raya and she has a make. And as we pointed out, when you learn Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, when the Taz is chelik and Ramo, because the Ramo paskins in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin that if a woman has a vesicle rua, and then she knows she has a make, and then she's so dumb, shaloi bishas vesto. So even though she does not know whether the make is a bleeding make or just a sore spot, as long as she knows that she has something sore inside. So we are always still in the flow of dam to place shaloi bishas vesto. So then we are still in the make. And the Taz is chelik. And the Taz says that even if she has a vessel and the flow of dam to play shaloi bishas vesto, so it is necessary, in order to be tilling the make, it is necessary that it should be established not only that she has a sore spot inside, but that this sore spot is a bleeding make. It's chelik and ramo. But the psak of the ramo is not like the Rashbo. At the time we said, we don't pass like the Taz, because all the other poskim are chelik and the Taz. So the Ramo Shite is, that even if it is not established that it is a bleeding maki. So, but as long as she knows she has a maki. So, Mele, we are telling and we say, this maki is a bleeding maki. And in all certainty, so this dam is a result of that maki which presumably is a bleeding maki. Is a bleeding maki. If the flow of dam to play shaloi bishas vesto, and the woman happens to be a woman who has a veset kovua. That's the psak of the Ramo. So the Taz was masik on the Ramo, because the Ramo here, so he says, ach yesh machmirim, shaloi lahati rak b'isho sheyesh lo veset, la'atzricho b'diki, dahayne kedem shetashtim tivdei gatzmo heitev, בחורים ובזלוקים, ואם לא תמצא דם תכניס מכנוקי על עמוקי בפנים, ויטשתי ותיקן החץ מיופן מרגלו, ותצא המייך עם ניקיוי, ויכוח עם דלת בין אדם מן עמוקי, ויוכן לו. So, the Taz is massive, and the Ramo over there, and he says that the Ramo in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, he says in Ramo here, because this is a Chule Mari Segel. And the Mari Segel says that if we say Vestes Drabonon, then she doesn't have to make any bidding. But Mari Segel himself, the Thomas Adeshen, he says, it's based upon the Thomas Adeshen, and Thomas Adeshen was Chayishish for the Shita, the Vestes Drabonon. What does it mean Vestes Drabonon? It doesn't mean Vestes Drabonon after the Yima Veset has elapsed. Then it's certainly not Drabonon. But it means, as some Rishayim say, that even though we pass the Vestes Rabbonon, and once the Yima Vestes has elapsed, so then she's Muteres Lebailo, even though she didn't make it the Kandi Yima Vestes, but in the Yima Vestes, so Somuch Levesto is an Isad Raisi. There's the Shita of Rabbi Tam, because we have to be Cheshish. Maybe she will see them in the midst of the Tashmish. So this is what it means. In other words, the tis cheshish maybe versus the raise. It doesn't mean that Tanoi would say versus the raise even after the Yima Vesta is elapsed. He means somuchle Vesta is the raise. Somuchle Vesta is the raise. So he says that's why we have to make the tikkun. So Mele, so the Taz has the kashe that Ramoi says here. Here in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, he paskens if a woman has a vesed kavua, and she had the flow of dam, shaloi bishas vesto, so then she can be tailing the maki, even though she doesn't know as to whether the maki is a bleeding maki or not. And here he paskens like the Mari Segel, Like the Marasegel Shite, the answer is no, there is no stir in the Ramo. The Ramo himself says here in so many words that she doesn't have to make him Ibdike. If, when do we say she's Asur Lebailo, only if it happened only once she found blood in the Miraglayim. But if it happens all the time that she finds blood in the Miraglayim, and in addition, whenever she passes water, she feels pain, then it's a raya brura that this dam is a result of a certain sickness in the kidney, the bladder and the kidney. So she doesn't even have to make it digi. She doesn't even have to make it digi. But he mentions what the Maril says. Ach yesh machmirin, he says. So first, nira yesh latim. Mitzadadin, we can be matir without any bdike. If she sees dam all the time and she escapes, so we can be matir. Why? Because those who ask her without the bdike, so it's because they hold that vestes the reise. That means the iser of some of the vestes reise. But the Ramo paskens in Simen Kuf Pidalet that vestes is drabon, and even some of the vestes drabon. He only says va machmir tovi olav rocho. In other words, if one is Yitzel Ederech, but Mikra Didine, so if one is Yitzel Ederech, so there are more paskins that is Mutalovia Lishni, some of the best, because it's only Rabbanon. But Vamach Matol Olubrocho. So Mele, because of that, he says, Yesh Machmirin, because the Achish is for the Shita of Rabbanatan, that some of the best is the Raise. So he says, we all know, in other words, if it is possible to make it the case, so the meaning is to be Machmir. Suppose it'll be, the situation will be such that it'll be impossible to make him decay, then the Ramo won't say Yochanan. Because Miikra de Dine, he holds that it is never necessary to resort to that decay. Because that decay, the Mari Segel says, is only necessary if we accept the Shite that Vestas is the Raise, but we pass in that Vestas is the Rabbanon. So the Mele, there is no cash against this Ramo. Yochanan. ואם בוא תקוע עצמו גיבו פה מחי גבני ומוצאה מייחנוקי מוטוב מטרס אחר קר ולא יבדיקה שלא יבישה סבסטו וחזוק אין ידע מה כהו מאחר שנמי צייצי רק אחר שישתינו וכל זה דווקא שמרגש אסקי ומי רגלר אבל אם אני מרגש אסקי ובדקס עצמו אחר תורס מים ומויצה דם suppose she doesn't find it painful to pass water but she finds dam in the miraglei. So im limotzo dam bimiragleo. In other words, so first he discusses the case where she doesn't feel any pain when she passes water. But after passing water, when she's bedekes herself, she finds dam. So then in such a case, im limotzo dam bimiragleo is vadai pneo. Since she doesn't find. Since she doesn't find dam in the Miraglayim, in such a case where she doesn't feel pain, so Ivanet Meyo. That means, suppose she does find it painful to pass water, so even if she didn't find dam in the Miraglayim, but she finds dam on the eight every time she is bedekes herself, after passing water, so then she stay all its mashma. Mikra de dine, even without the dine, he says only if she doesn't find it painful. But the implication being that if she does find it painful, even though she did not find dam in the miraglayim, she only found dam on the eight. But since she has pain when she passes water, so that in itself is symptomatic of a makom. So the mele, without dam in the miraglayim, she can be telling the makom. She can be telling the makom. If she's a woman who has a veset kavua, and she found the dam on the eight, shaloi bishas veset. But in the case where she doesn't find it painful to pass water, so then, and she finds dam after passing water. So if in addition she finds dam, she doesn't find dam in the miraglayim, So then she's varied me. Avli motadam teich miragleo, vigamare chebotkatsmo, yeshemrim deep meo, diloitiro ragdam, she nimzo teich miraglai. In other words, this shite that says that vieshemrim sheiteo, the dam she nimzo teilin, shadai nimsha. I mean, that chile has no relevance if we machmir like Rashi Shiti. Because according to Rashi, here the Ramos says that imotzo dam teich miragleo v'gam alei chebot klatzmo. So we come on each about Katzmo, so then there is a day she's mayo, there is a day that she's teo. According to Rashi, so she's certainly mayo, even if she didn't find dam on the eight. So why does the Ramo have to mention 2 days in the case where she found dam on the eight? That she's bedekes herself after she's matome raglayim, and in the Meraglayim, according to Rashi, so she's always Tmeyo, except if she was sitting on the rim of the Seifel and she found the dam, Teicha Seifel, but in any other situation, she's always Tmeyo, even if she didn't find any dam on the eight, even if she made a Bdike and she found herself clean, so according to Rashi, except for the situation where she was sitting on the rim, and found down inside the Seifel. So she's Tmeyo. Because we are Heshish, maybe she started to drip down from the rock here after she got through passing water. So, and here he only mentions the case where she found down on the eight and in the Meraglai. The implication being that if she didn't find any down on the eight, just in Meraglai, then she's certainly Teho. So these two Lishenis and Ramo do not have reference to Rashi Shiti. You see, they have reference to the other Shittis, that we are never Cheshish. We're never Cheshish. Maybe she started to drip dam from the Mokia after she got through passing on. Or so he says, V'yeshem Shiteho, the dam she needs to tell she died in Shittas Meraglai. V'yesh lach, miyo in itzrich oliv de kahaze. מיו אין צריך אוליב די קהז ואפיל אין הוי סו אידיל אול דירייס אין בוט גאצ מש שוויש בומי שוויש בומי ומוט תאי או שוב אין צריך אוליב ווי מן אידיל אול דירייס רק מפרוקים כי ואס לא וסת אם הוא בדרך קבע בין וסת שווה בין וסת הלוגים ווי מן אמית זה דם אל אחקים שבקס עצמו רק קרטין קרטין מחייל וחוץ הסודם, ונמצא כזה גם כן מרגלאו, ובשס וסטו, או אין פה מאחרים, וידם אמש, גישון נושים, ונמצא איסי חייל, רק אך מרגלאו, תאירו, דין אדם, רק חייל שדרכי ליבולת בכלוי. So what did Ramos say? The Ramos says that even according to all those who are machmir, but suppose she in the urine she doesn't find real dam, but she finds like sand-like substances in the urine, and that is red, and that she finds in the urine, and after she urinates, when she makes it decay, she also finds sand-like particles that are a little red, but when she has a period in a real way, so then she finds real dam. So then it's a raya that the reason is why at other times when she doesn't have a regular period, so in the Meraglayim she only finds sand-like particles with the red mare, so it's because of a certain condition of the kidney. So she's with us. All right, now, the next sinner. דף סמך ווב עומד א', אומר רווה תבוא לי נוסי ומספייסו צריכו שתי שאפשיר נקים. שאפשיר נקים. So, that has reference to the case where she is not in Nido anyway. Today, so, all פנויס עמידיס מדרייסי, because פנויס ענתיבס. But, that's a reference to this man, Chazal, when Pnuyas were also tables. So there was no, she was not in Edo anyway. But there is a special takone. The Tavua Linose, so when he spies or Tzrichoshetesh Shivaniki. Why? Because maybe Machmas Chimut. Tzrichoshetesh Shivaniki. Shemo machmas taivas chimut roa sodam. All right. Rabbine Yisakle Librei, Beirav Chanini. So in other words, Rabbine was mischate with Rav Chanini. Rabbine's son married Rav Chanini's Rav Chavive, I mean, the Bach is here, it's not Rav Chanine, but Rav Chavive. In other words, Rabbine was mischatein with Rav Chavive. So in other words, Rabbine's son married Rav Chavive's daughter. Omalei, sobalei mal limichtav ksuve leaboye, the fourth day from now, omalei, כי מות על ארבו נותר עד ארבו האחרינה. אי כפשיר יאים. So in other words, so the chupa to play 7 days later. בוס הרב יאים. אומר לי, מי היי? So רב חביב asked him, how is it that you had the chupa so late? אומר לי, לא יסוב לו מה להוד רובד, אומר רובד, תבוא לי נוסי ונספייסו, צריך עולה שאפשר נקים, אומר לי, אם אדום הרוב ובגדלו, דיווחה זה דומה. אבל בקטנו, רב חביבס דודר, הוא הקטנו, לחד זה דומה, מי אומר? אומר לי, זה רבי נסד, בפיר שם הרוב, לשנדלו, לשקטנו, גדלו אותה ממאי, משום דימח מלא. מייבי, מחמס חימות, שיסו דם, so קטן אינה ממח מלא. Even if she's a קטנו, there is that Chashash. There is that Chashash. Now that's one Gemara. At that time, I mean, on Friday, I forgot to tell you to go over a piece of Gemara Daf Chof. I don't know. I told you some time ago to go over. But maybe at that time I told you only to Daf Chof on the days. Okay. This is Daf Chof on the days. In the middle of the Daf. Ule iklali pumpadise, that chofom and beis. The 13th line from the top. Ule iklali pumpadise. I say likami domi. Velui chose. So somebody presented to him the kesef, dam. So he didn't want to look at it. Omar, umar rebelezer. Die Morde der Ahre, die Israel haben. Die Mikla Lahre, die Rebbe Yudel, die Chose Dome, Rebbe Lezer, who lived in the Arts Israel. And he was considered the Morde der Asre of Ganze Arts Israel, of all of Arts Israel. So when he came, when he happened to be in the place of Rebbe Yudel, die Chose Dome, so he refused to pass in Shiles and to look at Xomim, Hano Arze. Ule was just a visitor in Pimpadise. That was not his place. So Machmas Kovet to the Amroim who are in Pimpadise, he refused to look at Xon. Vamai calling Morad Arad Israel. Why is Rebbe Lezer called Morad Arad Israel? Da'i Itse. the Aisha Tomeli Kameder of Leza. So a certain woman presented Dam before Rav Leza. Have Yosef Ravame Kamei. So Ravame observed it. He was sitting there. Arche. So Ravame saw that Rav Leza smelled the Dam. Omalei Hai Dam Chimudu. In other words, he was such an expert that he could determine by smelling it what the origin of that dam. So in other words, Hai Dam Chimud. Damet Chimud. Shenisavis libayu viruas adam achmestai. Bosa the nafka, when the woman walked out, Itbal Rabame, he walked after her. And he asked her whether the prediction of by the diagnosis of Rav Leza was true. So the woman said, Omalo, Omroloi, Baili hoyo b'derech v'chimadeti. Koro alei, Seid al-Hashem l'irei. Koro al-Hashem, Seid al-Hashem l'irei. Now, all right, I mean, the other Gemara is the same, expresses the same aloch. Now, let's see what the Rashbo says here. This Rashboya, if you have the Rishon at the end of the Gemara, so you'll have this Rashbo because this is the Afro. So you'll have it, your Rashbo too. Dam chimudu. Piosho amforshim. Dam chimudu vitoyo. In other words, the question arises, all the shenim were bothered by it. I mean, why did Rav Leza, he smelled it and then he said it's dam chimudu. What difference does it make? What the origin is? If she's an idol, she's an idol. She's a soul of idol. She has to count any king. So why did he say dam chimudu? I mean, what's the relevance? So some Rishonim say, Pirsham Foshin Dam Chimudu Vitoya. In other words, what Rav Leza said was, is Dam Chimud. So Mela, she is not a Asur Lebayim. She is not a Asur Lebayim. Votim. So the Rashbo is Masikan that she. Votim. Do amrim on tovu olinosei v'nispaiso tzricho leishiv zayin iki v'hoso mishmushash chimudu. What do we say? Tovu olinosei v'nispaiso tzricho leishiv zayin iki. Because, maybe because of the surprise of tovu olinosei, so machmas chimud, she'll have a riyaz dam. So she has to count zayin iki. But if you say that when the dam results machmas chimud, so then she doesn't have to count any kin. So why does Rabbi say tzricho limni shiuri kin? We also mishmushash chimudu el mashma didam chimud tomi. Why? Also then the question arises. So why did Rabbi say? And then the Gemara mentions Ravame, and then the Gemara mentions Rove when women sent them mares, and then they said dam chimud because they were such big experts. So what's the difference? Dam chimud or not dam chimud? She's asur. So Heidi, come on, dam chimud. Loi kidei litaro makei, elo kidei laharis chokmos. All right. So in other words, so there are two days. There is one shite that the pshat is Heidi dam chimud. So maybe she's muteres lebailo, and then the Rashba himself says no, it doesn't make any difference. She's asur lebailo anyway, and the Rai is from Ovis Memo. Now let's see the Ran, the Chidushi Ran here on the top. Heid am Chimudu. Pirsche bei dem Chimudu wie teuer. Wie ich schon sehe, mit dem Rinnen für die Basel im Chilt in der Buhl in Nossim in Speiso, zirich und Leishev sei mit Kiem, kelim am Mischu mit dem Michmede. Alme Maschba di dem Chimudu Tomeu, elo vadai, heid die Koma dem Chimudu loilitari achakei, elo kidei laharis hochmost. Na nur ist das die Schiede Barrage. But then the Ran agrees with the Schiede der Ischen Forscher. Vilimire de Efscher, die im Komlon de Vadai di dam Chimudu ist teuer. Weil die Zricho Leishev seine Kiroim, mischum die Agaf Chimud miserim domer. Mischum die Agaf Chimud miserim domer. Wie auch auf Pische dam Chimud teuer, Efscher schen Nimschach auf dam Nidesim. So the Ran agrees with the Ischen Forscher. The Rashbo says the dam Chimud is also in Nidon. Also makes a Nidon. And the Ran says, no, he agrees with the Yeshiva Forshi, that if we know that the only dam she had saw was dam chimut, so then she's teo. So why does Rabbi say that Tavua Linosei, Nispaiso Yimei, Tzricho Loshem is Ayinikim? Because we are Hesheish, that maybe as a result of the dam chimut, that the dam chimud allows menstrual dam tov. But Masha'inke, so that's only if we don't have an expert who can determine. Masha'inke, if she sees dam, and if there is an expert who can determine that this dam is only dam chimud, so then she's mutaris labaylo. But in Astam, we have to be chesheish, maybe she had a discharge of dam, and then it became retained in the Beis Achitzin. And so there is no way of determining as to whether there was just dam chimut, or maybe the dam chimut aroused, provoked dam nido as well. So in other words, so we see that there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ran as to whether dam chimud by itself is tomei or not. The Rashba says it is tomei, and the Ran says it's not tomei. But why do we say tavur linosei v'nispaiso tzrich olim neishiva nikim? Because there is also a possibility that the dam chimud itself will arouse the period. So memele, we have to be cheshish for. Now the Miri also mentions Tafchof from the base, the Miri. Tamchim utomim, sh'ariom utavu al inosei v'nispais otzri roshim v'nikim u'mishum sh'ashchim. Wenn kein sehr schon wo kann halt am Himmudu, wo ich lach schiere, er will dir keiche, die dir so hu schon. That's like the Rashbo. Wie ich mir forschi, wie ich mir forschi. I mean, that's the shit of the Ran, but the Miri lived before the Ran. But the Rashbo mentioned already wie ich mir forschi. Wie ich mir forschi. So, shall we also dam chibut elo michshash eiruv dam nides. Aval kol shehikir shein shom elo hu toye. Then the Miri says, v'chein nire daz gdele amecha. Gdele amecha. Now, I don't know how he was bedayiket from the Loshon HaRambam, of Tavur Linosei is mentioned in the Rambam in Pirke Dal, in Chassi Sure, Bi Allo Chattes. Yeser al ze, kol bat, se tovua vim nosei, vi roti so, sheyo shiva siyomen nikim, miacha she roti so. Vahakach, tire, tire muteres livoe. Shemo mechimudo, viish, roa sardam, tipa achas, vilo yergisha po. Bein shoi so yish ogdeilo, בין שאוי סוקטנו, צריך עולי שיבזי ניקי, מאח אשרות יסו, ואחר כך תיבין את איבוי. Where does the Rambam, how is it mashma from the Rambam Shite that the Amchimut per se is not on it, but the only reason is why she has to count Zay Nikim is because the rear of Dam Chivut might arouse, might provoke Dam Nido. Where is it? Mashal Moshe Rambam, I don't know. I can't understand. Now, he, the one, is it about Rom Ris, the one given out? So he says here, Dam Yis Daiti Boru Shetzol Chlema, not Gdili and the Chabri, but Gdili and Domi. I don't know. The Miri doesn't call anyone by name, but he has certain expressions. So the Rambam, he refers to the Rambam as Dilei HaMechabri. And Rashi refers as Dilei HaMeforshi. All right, the Raivet, he refers as Dilei HaMasir. All right, but I don't know, I mean, in the Miri, that he should refer to anyone as the Gdilei HaDomim, in other words, the experts on Dam Nido. I mean, I don't know who it is, but that's the agoye that he makes here in the Miri. All right, anyway. All right, two. Tovu alinose, v'nispaiso, tzricho leishim zayinikim, v'in dilo b'ktano, v'afil botko atzmo, v'shas tviyo mozo teiro, shemo machmas chimud roaso tipas dam kecharbo, v'lo yogish aboi, ומיני שיבו ממוח עשי מטביה. כוס ועדיני עובי הראש. יש מגדלים שכוסרו, שאין הצריכו, לא יהפסק, תארה, ולא יתיקה כלל במי הספירה. לא יבטחילוסון ולא יביסייפון, אלא כל שאינטינו זן יומים, אחר הספירה, תאריזו, תברס ותהיר. Now, in regard to his עובי דלת, we got to his Ovegdele. So the halacha is, by his Ovegdele, first she has to make a bdik of Hefzik Tare before she starts the Zayiniki. And then, l'chatchile, so she has to make two bdikes every day, l'chatchile. But the Eved, it's not me'akev, bdikes every day. Not only two bdikes every day is not me'akev, even one bdike every day is not me'akev. Of course, the Atanoim will say that it is Me'akiv, but we pass like Reb Lezer. So we have several Tanoim. The Mishnah says that Samaches on the base. You'll have to go over that whole Gemara that, because that's the basis of Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov. So you'll have to go for Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov, you'll have to go over the starting from the Samaches on the Bay, on the Aleph, the Mishneh, of Nido Shebot Ka'atzmo Yim Shvi Shachris, and then up to Daf Samach Tes on the Bay, after the Mishneh of Hazov Hazov. Hazov Hazov. That's a button head. It's a button head. Alright, so here the Mishneh Daf Samach Tes on the Bay is, says Hazov Hazov Shebot Ka'atzmo Yim Rishi Umotzu Toyer Uvim Ashvi Umotzu Toyer Ushoyom Shebintayim Lipotku Reb Lezer Imer Arim Becheskestar Reb Yeshua Imer Im Lohem Elohim Rishin Yim Shvi Bluvat Reb Akiva Imer Im Lohem Elohim Zayin Bluvat. I mean, so Reb Yeshua Shite has to be explained because on the surface it appears very strange. But we have 3 days here. Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, and Reb Akiva. We pask like Reb Lezer. I mean, everybody passes like Reb Lezer because the Gemara says Aloha ki Reb Lezer. So, according to Reb Akiva, so even the Eved, a bdike every day is me'akiv. And suppose a woman is of daily, she made the Hefsiktar. She made the Hefsiktar. And then she made a bdike. On one of the days of the Zaynikim, she omitted to make a bdike. So then, if let's say, she bot ko atzmo b'yim rishen u'motzotoye, u'voyim ashvi u'motzotoye, u'sho yom shebintayim lo'y bot ko. The first day of the Zaynikim, they made a bdike. The seventh day, but it's from the second till the seventh, 5 days of the Zaynikim, they omitted it. So Reb Lezer Imer Arim Becheskes Taharet, the Eved, she can be developed after the seventh day, and she's interested to buy them. Reb Akiva says, Ein lohem elohim zayin bluvat. Since there was not a bdike every day, so the last day, the seventh day, is to be considered as the first day. And then she has to count 6 more days. According to Rabbi Yeshua, so since she made a bdike on the first day and the seventh day, so Mela she has to count 5 more days. Even though, I mean, it will not be in continuous, so it's all right according to Rabbi Yeshua. Anyway, we pass like Rabbi Lezer, that if she made a bdike on the first day of the Zaynikim and on the last day of the Zaynikim, so David is all right. Then there is a machlekes, and Aloch is like Rabbi Lezer. Then there is a machlekes in the Gemara Daf Samach Tes between Rav and Rav Chanine. What's the pshat in Rav Lezer? Does Rav Lezer mean that she must make a bdike on the first and the seventh, but suppose she makes a bdike on the first and not on the seventh, or she makes a bdike on the seventh and not on the first, one bdike, so it's not good, David? Or Rav Lezer means either one. In other words, either one is all right, David. In other words, if she made the bdike on the first day, even though she didn't make any other bdike on any other day, or she made the bdike on the last day, even though she didn't make any bdike on any other day, so David is with her. So according to Rav, so the Gemara says,